Right now, terrorists are plotting to assassinate a presidential candidate. My wife and daughter have been targeted, and people that I work with may be involved in both. I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer, and today is the longest day of my life. The following takes place between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
Well, it's official. The polls have just closed minutes ago in California, and the big story, Senator David Palmer seems to have swept California and every other state that held a primary this Super Tuesday. And it looks like he may have gotten a boost in the late vote based on the roller coaster events of his day.
Earlier this evening, the senator held an emergency press conference to disclose the details of a scandal involving both his son and his primary financial backers. Palmer claims to have been unaware of any wrongdoing until very recently.
You're in my seat.
Fine.
I said that's my seat.
Excuse us for a moment.
Yes. Thanks a lot. I'll see you soon.
11 for 11, my friend. Congratulations. You did it.
We did it.
That's not the best part. Fox News just did an instant poll. 83% approve of the way you handled the Ferragamo situation.
Oh, boy, that is great. Have we heard from Ames or his people?
We're all too busy running for cover. We don't want to get cocky, but so far, it couldn't have turned out better.
Everyone, listen up. In a bit, I'm going to give a speech to the country. We have a number of primaries in the coming months, so technically it's not a victory speech. But I'm going to make it sound like one anyway. Now, as you know, in many ways, this has been a difficult day for my family. And I'm confident that being open and honest was the right thing to do. And that things will be resolved fairly for everyone concerned. And in the meantime, I want to thank everyone in this room for their support. Yeah. This is our victory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is our night.
Yeah.
And I just want to give one last order, which will be obeyed with no exceptions whatsoever. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
Division wants an update on the Palmer threat assessment in half an hour. Now, with our boy Alexis under control, that threat may be minimal.
Nina?
That's correct.
It's your line.
Go ahead.
Do what you can to get them together on
Nina
that.
Meyer's line.
I understand.
It's Bauer.
I got it. Jack, what the hell's going on?
George, listen up. The field that we were standing in is hiding an underground Class 3 detention facility. It's being used as a prison to house Victor Drazen.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? You said you took him out 2 years ago.
Well, apparently not. I'm staring straight at him. Look, George, there's a team in place. They're ready to attack us as we speak. They've already cut off the power. I need you to send in a field unit now. George, what are you gonna do?
All right, I'll call Division.
Forget about Division. By the time you get approval, this whole thing will be over. If Victor Drazen escapes, it'll be our fault. George, you know what this man can do. You decide.
What's going on?
Dispatch a field unit to the location Jack and I were checking out in Saugus. I'll clear it from my end. Get a hold of Chappelle immediately.
George, what is going on? Is Jack all right?
No, it's such a shame. You're wasting the best years of your life on a married man.
George.
And picking up Almeida on the rebound. What's that about?
Hey, that is out of line.
No, you're out of line. Think about it. I'm just trying to be a friend here.
George, just tell me if he's...
Nina. Where's Jack?
Terry, thank God you're okay.
Any word on Kim?
No, not yet, but we're working on it.
I need to talk to Jack.
Oh, you can't. He's not here. He's on assignment.
An assignment? Has he been told what happened to us at the safe house?
Well, not yet.
Why not?
Because we can't get a hold of him.
We'll get a hold of him now.
Terry, I'm sorry. It's just not possible.
Nina, I want to talk to Jack.
I understand, but Jack's in a situation where he needs our support. We're doing everything we can to give it to him.
What kind of situation?
That's all I can tell you right now. What I need you to do is come into the conference room and tell me everything that happened at your house before Tony arrived.
I already told Tony everything I knew on the way over in the car.
But it won't hurt to go over it again. Any details you can give us will help us, and they will help Jack.
All right, but I need to know what's going on with my family.
I know, and I promise I'll give you an update as soon as I have one. All right?
Stand against the door. Lawrence, what's going on out there? Lawrence, do you copy? Ray, this is DeSalvo. Come in. Ray! We gotta get out of here. Which way? The flood egress is to the right. Open the door slowly. Step out into the middle of the hall. Turn to your right. Keep moving. Lawrence, where are you? Lawrence, do you copy? We have to get out of this hallway. We're too exposed. All right. What's the plan? How are they gonna break you out of here? You son of a bitch, if any of my men die. What area of this building is most defendable? Let's get out of here, move.
Fall back, defend the retreat.
I've been trying to get a hold of Chappelle for the last 10 minutes. Look, whatever he's doing, this is more important. Trust me. Well, for starters, I sent a CTU field unit over to a DOD facility. So I need to have some unity of command.
Well, all I can do is give him a message.
All right, just get him to call me as soon as he can.
I'll work on it.
Mrs. Bauer.
Terry.
George Mason, I thought you were being debriefed.
I know you're busy, but Nina won't tell me anything, and I need to know what's going on with Kim.
Look, I'm afraid I don't know any more than Nina does, but I'm sure Kim's safe.
Well, I wish I could believe that, but based on what?
Well, I haven't been fully briefed, but according to Tony, the man that attacked you at your house asked where she was, right?
Yes.
Well, so that means they're looking for her, too. As time passes, it gets harder for them and easier for us. It's only a few of them, whereas we can cover the whole city. And believe me, we are. I want you to know Jack is extremely important to all of us here, and nobody's going to rest easy until your daughter's back with you, safe and sound.
Thank you.
Just doing my job.
Mason.
George, Nina.
Uh-huh.
Our unit will be on site in about 15 minutes. They want to know who's in command, us or DOD.
We are. Let me know as soon as they're on site.
All right.
Is that about Jack?
Terry, we got a lot of things going on right now. As soon as we get word from Jack, we'll let you know.
You've been very kind.
I'm going to have my assistant Rebecca look after you. You let her know if you need anything, okay?
Do me a favor. Keep your chin up,
all right? Rebecca.
Yeah, George? Yeah.
I'm sending Jack's wife down. Babysit her for me, will you?
Okay, sure, but what do you want me to do with her?
Whatever. I don't care what you do with her. Just keep her out of my face, okay?
Got it.
Actually, out there beating the pavement today, trying to round up those.
Where's Pat?
He's finishing up the speech.
Hold that for me.
Right.
Senator.
Congratulations. Hey. Looks like you're moving to the White House.
Hey, you know what? We'll know by the end of the day.
Congratulations.
Hey, we missed you out there.
Hi. I'm just going through it one last time. I made the changes you asked for.
Oh, yeah. That's much better.
I'm glad you like it. Oh, I can't believe you won all 11 primaries. Well, you and your family must be so happy.
Yeah, we are.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's just all catching up with me. It's been a long day. You know what, Patty? Why don't we move the second paragraph to the end? I'll close with a note about party unity.
Mm, that's a good idea. A senator?
Yes, Patty.
There's something I've been wanting to tell you, but every time I start, it just seems inappropriate.
What is it?
Well, it's just that I wanted to tell you how much I admire you. I don't see very many people who stand by their principles the way that you do. And I truly believe our country would be a better place with you leading it.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I'm just a little flustered. What a wonderful and unexpected compliment.
Well, Alda, I'll just switch those paragraphs.
All right.
Barnes, this is Mason. What's your 20?
We're approaching the site.
What's going on down there? Barnes.
Looks like the door's been blown in.
Are the hostiles inside?
There must be. No activity here. We're preparing to go in.
There is Alexis.
Not a touch for some time.
We have to assume the worst.
Да, разумно. Посланники, где есть?
Hostiles outside the main entrance.
How many?
At least a dozen, all well armed.
Collapse a corridor immediately.
Let's hustle, men.
Down here.
Take him. We may need him as a bargaining chip.
That was a mistake. Now you're trapped.
We will see.
I told you don't mess with me. Now you got something that belongs to me, and you better get it right now.
I ain't got nothing.
Hey, we cool. It's all good. I'm
your
friend.
We cool if you and your girls back off.
Hold not on me. You bad girl.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, what's up with that?
When we get out of here, maybe I'll mess you up just like that.
What is your problem?
You.
Me? The only reason why I'm in here is because you told the cops I was a part of the deal.
You were a part of the deal.
I didn't even know it was happening.
Nobody told you to come over.
Look, if this is about Rick...
Rick? You think I care about that loser?
He's not a loser.
He kidnaps you, almost gets you killed, and you defend him?
He didn't know what was going on.
Like I said, he's a loser. What are you shaking your head for? You're daddy's little girl. You get everything handed to you.
Shut up. I have been listening to this crap all day about how I get everything I want and how my life is so great and everyone else's life sucks. Well, you want to know something? You don't know anything about me. Last night I was kidnapped, tied up in the back of a trunk, and then I got to see your friend Dan get shot in the head. You take all the bad luck you've had in your entire life, it wouldn't fit into half of what's happened to me in the past 24 hours. So messing me up may not be as easy as you think, but if you want to try, bring it on. Here, outside, any place you like.
Think I am a monster because I want revenge on your wife and daughter as well as on you.
You were a monster long before you ever heard of me.
Oh, I see. You consider yourself informed. You have read magazines. You have studied intelligence reports filed by people who tell their superiors only what they want to hear. And you have the audacity to judge me?
Is your suffering end, Victor? After you've killed me and Senator Palmer and all the thousands of other enemies you have?
Yes. Simple, is it not?
You're insane. It's a psychotic fantasy.
A fantasy which is coming closer and closer to a reality. This is Victor Drazen. Whom am I speaking to?
This is George Mason. I'm the district director of the counter-terrorist unit in Los Angeles.
You will be the person I will be negotiating with?
Negative. We do not negotiate with terrorists. I'm willing to listen to your concerns.
My main concern is Jack Bauer. Do you know him?
Yes, I know him.
Do you want to see him alive again?
How do I know he's alive?
George.
Yeah, it's me.
I've got six of them. They're heavily armed. They've got assault rifles. They're gone.
As you hear, he is alive.
I'll be speaking with my superiors and I'll get back to you. Jason's taking over command at the facility. He's got Jack. There's at least six of them. They've got assault weapons. They've got explosives. You want to get that information to the field unit?
Yeah.
Bring up the layout of the facility.
How did Jack sound?
Alive. It's going to be a long, drawn-out process, Nina.
I know the drill.
And you know it may not turn out well. So if you want me to put somebody else who's less emotionally involved on this, I will.
I can do my job, George.
Okay. Any word from Chappelle?
I still can't get a hold of him.
Unbelievable. The bastard doesn't plan on blaming me if things go wrong.
I think his name is Krugman.
You want to talk to him about what?
What happened today. He wants to know about it, so tell him that I'm ready to talk.
Come on.
Two years ago in Kosovo. The man that went into the building before the explosion obviously wasn't you. You were using a double.
Common technique. I am surprised your people were fooled by us.
That's not my point, Victor.
What is your point, Jack?
You were using a double. It means you thought you were a target. When you let that man get near your family, you put your family in danger. You're responsible for their deaths.
They were away on a trip. My daughter was ill. They returned one day earlier than expected. But yes, I should have been more careful.
Father, you all right?
Over the last 2 years, I have accepted my share of responsibility for the death of my family. This is the day you accept your share. Come, Tata. Make sure he does not die.
Come.
Is this what you wanted?
I wonder if Governor Hodges' attitude will make any waves in the Democratic Party.
Much better.
Senator.
Yeah, wait.
Mike says they're ready for you downstairs anytime.
Okay, tell them I'll be down in 20 minutes. You have a copy for the teleprompter?
It's this one.
All but the last page.
Thanks.
Would you like to be left alone?
No, you can work in here if you want.
I don't think Governor Hodges' 25 years in government will make a difference in the end.
It just might, Warren. It just might.
Well, he's breaking new ground. If Senator Palmer wins the Democratic nomination...
I'm sorry.
What is it?
It's just that I feel bad that this day's been tainted for you.
Don't feel bad for me. It's Keith and Nicole who've been suffering.
Excuse me for saying this, Senator, but you do that too much.
Do what?
You worry about everybody else. You take care of everybody else. Who takes care of you?
You all take care of me.
Oh, we all want to, but planning schedules and writing speeches isn't taking care of someone.
I'm fine, Pat.
Just relax. You need this.
Does feel good. I appreciate it, Patty. I really do. But if I get too comfortable, I may not get off this couch.
Yeah, well, I'll just go prepare tomorrow's briefing with Mike.
CTU Myers.
Ryan Chappelle calling for George Mason.
Yes, I'll put you through.
Mason.
It's Chappelle.
Ryan, it's about time. I've been trying to reach for the past half hour.
Yeah. Well, I've been getting reamed by DOD and the Pentagon, but I think I've managed to untangle the mess you've made.
The mess I made? What are you talking about?
You should have kept Bauer on a tighter leash. A lot tighter.
Look, I'm not in love with the guy either, but he delivers.
Oh, really?
Come on, Ryan, let's face it. If it wasn't for Jack, Victor Drazen would have escaped. This would have been pretty embarrassing for a few fairly high-ranking individuals, if I'm not mistaken.
You're very mistaken.
I beg your pardon?
Come on, George. Think it through. Drazen wasn't officially a prisoner, right? So he couldn't officially escape. It wouldn't have embarrassed anyone. It would have been...
a non-event.
Exactly. Instead, we've got an assault team out there with all kinds of people in the loop. Soon the cops will get wind of it, and then... God forbid the press. You want to talk about embarrassing? Now, we have to end this thing, and I'm not talking hours, I'm talking minutes.
What about Bauer?
Nobody asked him to go out there tonight. Now, get on with it, or I'll find someone who will.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to order a full assault, starting in about 5 minutes. Team's making their final preparations. I'm sorry.
We found Kim.
She's fine. She's in a local precinct. They're bringing her over right now.
Are you sure she's okay? Can I talk to her?
Not right now, but we'll put you through as soon as we can.
Okay. You patch her through as soon as she calls. Thank you so much, Tony.
Okay.
They found Kim.
They did?
Yeah.
That's great. I'm so relieved. Terry, I have some information about Jack. Why don't you sit down? We think he may have been captured by the same group that was after you and Kim.
Oh, my God.
I know that sounds bad, but we have rescue teams on the site, and the people who have Jack have been completely surrounded. Terry, I know Jack. I know he will get out of this. I knew you'd want to be told.
Charges are in place. We are good to go.
Yeah.
This is it. All right.
What about Bauer?
Just make sure you get Drazen. Go.
Kimberly.
What is it?
We're releasing you.
Did you speak to my dad?
No, but I talked to the people he works with. Millie told me she lied before. She admitted it had nothing to do with the drug deal, so I called the number he gave me and everything checked out. Sounds like you had a pretty tough day.
Yeah. Did you speak to my mom?
Yeah, she was waiting for you at CTU.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Okay. I'm gonna drive you there myself.
Ready? I think so.
Would you do me a favor, David?
What's that, Mike?
Smile. Not a politician's smile, a real one. You've been through hell today, but you've come through it. And tomorrow morning, the fight starts again. But tonight, you need to celebrate.
I'll be fine, Mike.
Let go of it. Just for a little bit.
I can't. This thing with Keith is just beginning. And as for Sherry and me, you've had a front row seat today. You know it's not good.
Let me explain something to you. Once you're in the White House, everything defers to the office. It's what you need to do the job. If it's your marriage that helps you, that's great. But if not, well, that's okay, too. You can have whatever you want, David.
All right, man. Let's go.
Report.
One dead body. No hostiles. Sector 1 secure. Sector 2 secure. One dead body. Appears to be the warden, Salvo. No hostiles.
Drake, this is Mason. What's going on down there?
The entire staff, including the warden, is dead. But Drazen's gone, and so is anyone else who was here. Looks like they broke through one of the walls. Some sort of tunnel. Maybe an old sewer system.
Follow them. Drake. Drake.
It's booby-trapped. Laser mines.
Can you disarm?
Given time.
How much?
About a half hour.
Do what you can.
Get your hand back on your head.
Well done.
Father, we have less than 3 hours left. Get down!
Wait! I will offer you one consolation. Your family will be joining you soon.
Your son Alexis, do you want to see him again?
Alexis is dead.
No, he's not. We've got him.
You are lying.
How else would I know that he was supposed to have a meeting with one of Senator Palmer's staff, a woman named Elizabeth Nash, in room 1243 at 4:30 this afternoon?
Yeah, this is true.
We captured him. I know where he is.
Me.
Hi, honey.
Can't wait to see you.
I can't wait to see you either. I'm so glad you're okay. I thought
they had you again.
How did you end up in jail?
I'll tell you everything when I get there. Where's Dad?
He's not here. He's working. I'm hoping he'll call in very soon.
I love you so much, Mom. And I'm gonna be there in a few minutes, okay?
I love you too, honey.
Bye. Thanks.
Listen, I'm real sorry about not believing you at first.
Don't worry about it. I'm not sure if I believe it myself.
What?